Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to be prayed up in this day and this hour and everything that's going on in the land. We have to make sure that we are praying and we are coming before the Lord right now in the name of Jesus to pray and lift up prayer petitions and intercede on the behalf of all those who have come to us and ask for prayer, and all those who cannot pray for themselves, we're going to stand in the gap tonight. Amen. We're going to intercede, and we just ask that you prepare your hearts to pray. Prepare your hearts to pray. Just get ready to enter into the presence of the Lord. We're going to just tap into heaven at this time. Hallelujah. And we just ask that you will just quiet yourself. Some of you will walk the floor. Some will lay prostrate. Some of us will kneel. But whatever you do, just prepare your heart to go into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. God, you alone are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We love you today. Lord, we love you and we just exalt on high today, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, just because of your magnificence, oh God, just because you, Father God, have considered us. Lord, we take this time out to come and communicate with you, to come and cry to you. You say, if you come to me and cry to me, then I will hear you and I will answer you. So, Lord, we are coming crying to you, Father God, seeking your face in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, we need you on tonight. We need you. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you, Father God, seeking your face. We love you on tonight, God. We exalt you. Your name is holy and lifted high above every other name, Father God, in the universe, oh God. Lord, we love you tonight. We love you. We just thank you, Father God, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your power, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus on the cross, God. We thank you for the saving power of the blood of Jesus. Without the blood, oh God, we would still be perishing in our sins. Without the blood of Jesus, we would still be perishing. So, God, we just thank you and we praise you, oh, God. We worship you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our lives on today, God, that because of you, oh, God, we live. We live because you live. We live because you loved us so much. We live because, Father God, it was not your desire that we perish, oh, God. So we just thank you for life on today, and we thank you for life more abundantly. Oh, God, we just thank you, and we praise you. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh, God, we could not praise you enough. We could not worship you enough. We could not magnify your name enough. We could not glorify your name enough, oh, God. Lord, we love you. We love you, and we need you on tonight, God. We need you. So many are going through on tonight. So many, Father God, are struggling. So many, Father God, are seeking your face, looking, Father God, for answers on tonight. And God, we just ask, Father God, that you will send answers, Father God. The part you said, if we lack wisdom, that we should come to you and ask you, and you will give us wisdom, oh God. So, Lord, we just ask you for wisdom on tonight, God. I ask, Father God, that you will answer that prayer. Somebody is looking, Father God, for solutions. Somebody's looking for direction, oh, God. You said in your word that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, I just ask you to continue to order their steps, oh, God. Father God, order the steps of each and every individual under the sound of my voice, oh, God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you that you are the light, Father God, that lights our pathway, oh God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for direction on today, God. Help us, Father God, to make the right decisions in life, God. And, Lord, we just ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will give us the fruit of the Spirit, that you will give us love, patience, kindness, Father God, that you will give us self-control, faith, oh, God, that you will give us peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would help us, Father God, to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to put this flesh under subjection, oh God. So often, Father God, our flesh wants to rear up. Our flesh wants to have its way. But God, we ask that you would help us to put our flesh under subjection, oh God, to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Lord, we need to take every thought captive. The devil is raging, prowling around the earth, seeking whom he may devour, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for a hedge of protection that you have put around us, oh God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And even though the enemy may come in one way, he will flee seven different ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we cast out every demon. We come against every demon on assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every demon on assignment, ha, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, be against you. We come against, oh God, hallelujah, the demon of discouragement. We come against the demon of depression. We come in that demon, hallelujah, trying to steal the joy of the people of God. And we declare and decree on tonight that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, God, we love you tonight. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. You said if we don't praise you, then the rocks would praise you. If we don't praise you, then the trees would praise you. And God, we're not going to let nature, the rocks and the trees praise you for us, oh, God. But we have made up our mind, God, that your praises shall continually be in our mouth, that we will bless you at all times, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise, knowing that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name in spite of everything that's going on around us, oh God. Lord, we won't let the enemy get us down. We won't give in, oh God, to our emotions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that the just shall live by faith. So no matter what it looks like and no matter what it feels like, Lord, we will continue to trust you. We will continue to keep our eyes on you, keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. And we will praise you in spite of the odds. We will praise you in spite of the obstacles. We will praise you in spite of the naysayers. We will praise you in spite of the haters, oh God. We will praise you, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we will praise you anyhow. We will praise you in times of trouble. We will praise you, God, in times of tribulation. We will praise you, God, when we're filling up, and we will praise you when we're feeling down. Yet will we praise you, oh God. Like Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Lord, we put our trust in you tonight. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots. But we continually put our trust in you, God. Trusting in the everlasting Lord. Trusting and leaning on you, God. Leaning on the Lord. We lean on you tonight, God. We trust in you tonight. Leaning not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, God, knowing that you will direct our path. God, there's not a way that we will take that you do not know. God, you know the way that we take. Like David the psalmist said, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. God, you knit us together in our mother's womb, and you knit us together with purpose. You knit us together with purpose, oh God. Before we lived a day, all of our days were written in your book. You already knew the plan that you had for us, even when we were yet a twinkle in our parents' eyes. God, you already knew we would be in this place on today. And for some of us, it's a hard place. But God, we're not going to let the hard place squeeze the joy out of us. We're going to keep our joy and we're going to keep the praises on our lips. We're going to raise our hands and surrender all to you. Oh God, we surrender all. We surrender all. We surrender all to you, God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done. God, you have divine purpose for our lives. You already know, God, what you have prepared for us to do. The Bible says that you prepare good works in advance for us to do. So, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, for destiny on tonight, God. We thank you for divine destiny on tonight, God. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for the atoning blood that covers our sins. God, forgive us of our sins and help us to forgive those that trespass against us. Lord, let not a root of bitterness take place in our hearts. Lord, let not the root of bitterness take root in our hearts. God, help us, Father God, to forgive. Help us, O Lord, to keep loving. Help us, O God, to keep serving. Help us, O God, to keep praising. Help us, O Lord, to keep believing. Help us, O Lord, to keep pressing. Lord, we need to press. We need to press on in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the enemy coming against us, in spite of all kinds of demonic spirits coming against us. God, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness in high places, darkness, oh God, demonic forces, oh God, the rulers of the principalities of the region of the airwaves. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that the weapons of the powers of demonic darkness cannot prevail in our lives. No weapon formed against us can prosper. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we already have the victory. That's why we're still praising you. That's why we're still worshiping you. That's why we're still magnifying your name. God, have your way. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you on tonight for more strength and more power. We thank you, Lord. We bow down before you. Lord, we humble ourselves at your throne. Lord, we come humbly, boldly to your throne, humbling ourselves at your throne, God. We know that you hear our prayers. You said in your word that if we pray anything according to your will, that we can be assured of this very thing, that you hear our prayer and that you will give us those things for which we pray. So, Lord, we pray right now for peace. We pray for peace in our minds and healing in our bodies. We pray for joy overflowing from our hearts. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that you will impart power into the lives of every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, more power. I bind up Satan right now off of the lives of your people. I bind up every demonic spirit. I come against every spirit, every demon on assignment. I cast out every demon from every household where my voice is being emanated across their airwaves, through the telephone, and through the computer. I bind up Satan and all of his dark demonic angels right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare, Satan, that you have no authority, that you have no dominion in the lives of the people of God. By the power invested in me by the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus Christ and our Father who art in heaven, I cast out every demon on assignment, every demon on assignment against your family, every demon on assignment against the people of God's finances, every demon on assignment against the people's health, every demon on assignment against the people's minds. I cast out every demon of assignment against people's relationships with their loved ones in the name of Jesus. I cast out that demon of division. I cast out that demon of confusion. I cast out that demon of sickness. I cast out that demon of poverty. I cast out that demon of witchcraft, every spirit of witchcraft, every Jezebel spirit that's trying to rise up against God's people. I right now take dominion and authority in the spiritual realm, and I cast it down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Koshele, Eki, Eki, Makasha, Namalalo, Koshele, Eki. No weapon. Release your tongues, says the Lord. No weapon formed against you can prosper. In the name of Jesus, release your tongues. Edify yourself in the spiritual realm. Edify yourself right there on your couch. Edify yourself in your car. Edify yourself at the kitchen table. Edify yourself in your bedroom. Edify yourself in the dining room. Edify yourself in the boardroom. Release your tongues. Build yourself up in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. Release your power, God. Release your power, even as your people speak in tongues, God. Even right where they are, oh God. Release your power. Touch them. Touch your people on tonight. Slay them in the spirit, God. Build them up in the spirit realm. Build them up in the spirit, man. God says, I'm building you up. You build low, running low on Holy Ghost energy. And God says, I'm building you up in the spirit realm. No weapon formed against you can prosper. The devil had a plan for you to take you out. But God says, when the enemy came in like a flood, I rose up a standard against him. And no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are truly more than a conqueror. Walk in your victory, says the Lord. Walk in your victory. Hold your head up. Pick up your sword. Get into your word like never before. The assignment has increased on your life because I have given you much. To whom much is given, much is required. And the devil is mad. And he's coming against you. But God says, edify yourself. Edify yourself through prayer. Edify yourself in my word. Edify yourself, in the spirit realm. Edify yourself through praise. Edify yourself by fellowship. Hallelujah. God says, edify yourself. Eat my word. Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it, says God? Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? And because of your obedience, my God, hallelujah. Because of your obedience, the forces of hell are raging. Hallelujah. But fear not, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to move forward by faith. Continue to delight yourself in me. Continue to trust in me. Continue, God. God says, continue. Continue to delight yourself in me. God says, I am giving you victory today. Victory is yours. Hallelujah. Be mindful of your alliances. Everybody, my God, they're saying that they are for you or not. They are all not for you. But God says, do not focus on your enemies. Keep your mind stayed on me, says God. Keep your eyes stayed on me. God says, keep your vision intact. My God, keep your vision focused. Watch and pray. My God, hallelujah. Pray and watch. God says, I am releasing blessings. I am releasing manna. Fresh manna. My God, manna like you've never seen before. I'm releasing this, which is what I'm releasing during this season. You have never seen the likes of it, says God. I am releasing fresh manna to feed you. My God, hallelujah. You're going into another dimension. God says, I am taking you deeper in me. I am taking you deeper in me, says the Lord, because you are thirsty. because you are hungry. God says, I will satisfy your thirst. I will quench your thirst, and I will sate your hunger. I will give you, my God, waters from heaven, huh? Waters from heaven will be released to you, and huh? A manna bread from heaven, huh? Bread from heaven to fill your hunger, to satisfy and quench your thirst. Continue to hunger and thirst after me. And God says, as you continue to praise me, as you continue to delight yourself in me, as you continue to seek me, as you continue to love me with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, then I will undergird you, and I will exalt you, and I will lift you up. I will heal you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from captivity. I will save you. I will continue to protect you. And yes, I shall provide for you, says God. Watch and pray. Delight yourself, not in the troubles. Don't focus on the problem, but focus on the problem solver, says the Lord. I am the solution. I am your solution. I got your family. I have your children. I got your children covered, says God. In the name of Jesus, ha, mama vokushana mama. I got your, I have your spouse covered. Mama vokushana ekeshana mama. Do not let your heart be troubled, says the Lord. I have it under control. The earth is mine and the fullness thereof. Nana mokushana ekeshana mama. In the name of Jesus. Every debt is paid. Declare a thing. Huh. My God, stop worrying about those bills. God says every debt is paid in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name and we worship your name. As we continue in prayer, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you, Lord, as I seal this word, this prophetic prayer upon the lives of your people. That not one word will fall to the ground. But those who will mix this word with faith, those who will receive this word on tonight, God, I just thank you, Lord, for rhema from heaven, oh God. Rhema falling from heaven. Lord, have your way. Even as my husband continues to pray, we pray for this nation. We pray for the President of the United States of America. Even as President Barack Obama prepares to address the nation in the State of the Union, oh God, we ask that you will bless him, protect him, oh God, keep him, word his mouth, God, give him godly insight, godly wisdom, and godly vision. Vision. Let his vision line up with your word, God. God, if there needs to be conviction, Lord, we ask that you will convict him, oh God. Lord, we know that there is no condemnation to those in Christ, God. Lord, we give this United States of America to you, and we say, have your way. Protect the first family, God, and every governmental official. We say, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as the president goes forth, God, protect them. We come against the spirit of assassination. We come against disobedience in the cabinet and the White House. We come against rebellion, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that you put this government official in position, oh God, for such a time as this, because you put kings in position and you bring them down. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for what you're going to, even Father God, do through this 4 years that we're about to face, God. We repent on the behalf of this nation. And we, Lord, your people who are called by your name, humble ourselves and pray. And we say, God, please heal this nation, this United States of America, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Have your way, God. Even if Pastor Anthony comes. Have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to pray, Father God, knowing that it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Lord, we need you in the name of Jesus. Every person under the sound of my voice right now, Father God, we touch and agree in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, we pray in that name which is above every name. That every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So, Father, minister to your people on tonight as they came, Lord, to the posture of prayer in the name of Jesus. You told us to pray without ceasing. You told us that men ought always to pray. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, even for the gift of life, eternal life, Lord. Thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues tonight, we could not thank you enough. We could not be grateful enough. We cannot be appreciative enough in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, in the midst of the warfare, we give you praise. In the midst of lack, we give you praise. In the midst of turmoil, we give you praise. In the midst, glory be to God. In the midst of things, Father God, of disappointment and discouragement and disillusionment, we give you praise on tonight. Father, there's none like you in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gift of God in your people tonight. Stir up the praise of the saints of the living God in tonight. Allow the excitement and the joy of the Lord to be the strength of the people of God. So, Lord, we thank you that this joy that we have tonight, this world did not give us this joy, and this world cannot take it away. So, Lord, we thank you that Romans 8:28 is working in every believer's life, that all things are working together for the good for those who love God and those who have been called according to his purpose. Lord, we have purpose in our lives tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, there's a mandate on every believer. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for our families on tonight. Bless every marriage. Bless every single parent. Bless every single person in the name of Jesus. Bless our children, Lord, our grandchildren. Father God, we need the Spirit of the living God to come into the earth realm like never before. We need a Holy Ghost revival in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that this battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to the Lord. We're going to hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are a liar. The devil is a liar. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. So, Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you in advance for what you are about to do. We praise you in advance for the breakthrough that we're right on the verge of. We praise you in advance for the miracle moment that right now has our name on it. We thank you in advance right now for the abundance that's about to overthrow our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for increase in every area. Lord, we need a greater anointing. We need more power from on high. In the name of Jesus, according to your word in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the Holy Ghost have come upon us who believe in the name of Jesus. And your word says we shall have power, dunamis power, supernatural power, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, through the power that you've given us, you said, behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, I feel the Holy Ghost. Whatever you bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. And right now, Lord, I bind that spirit off of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of worry. I'm picking up in the spirit realm right now, Lord, that too many people are worrying. Too many believers are walking in fear. Too many believers, hallelujah, have allowed the devil to infiltrate their mind with fear and doubt. But right now, Lord, I speak life. I speak faith to your people in the name of Jesus. You said the just shall live by faith. You said we shall walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the faith that you are restoring tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because your word says you'll be with us. Your word says your rod and your staff, it comforts us in the name of Jesus. Oh, our cup runs over. Thou anointest our head tonight with oil, and your word says goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. So, Lord, I declare divine favor over your people. That person right now that feels the spirit of discouragement, in the name of Jesus. That person right now, Lord, that's feeling nervous and feeling anxiety, in the name of Jesus. That person that's uneasy tonight, I speak peace right now. Peace be still in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on your children. Father God, we need you. We need you like never before. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That person in financial, that person is struggling financially, Lord, in the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. For gainful employment, Lord, make a way out of no way. For debt cancellation, in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you're going to do for those who are loving on you tonight. Lord, we came to pray. We came to intercede. We came to war in the spirit in the name of Jesus. We came to tear down principalities and governing spirits. We came in the name of Jesus to invade the enemy's camp on tonight. That's why we cancel that spirit of divorce that's plaguing our earth realm. We cancel that spirit of sickness that's trying to come on so many people's lives. In the name of Jesus, we cancel right now and we curse right now that spirit of poverty, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that's trying to haunt your people. So, Lord, right now, we loose prosperity over your people. We loose a greater anointing over your people. Supernatural ability, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now that we're not going to lean into our own understanding tonight. We're not going to lean into what the eyes are showing us tonight. We're not going to lean to what the world is seeing and what the world is complaining about tonight. We're not going to go by what we hear in the natural realm. If God said it, we believe it, and that settles it. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. If God said it, we believe it, and that settles it. His word says he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. His word says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. His word says that we are the head and not the tail. His word says we are above and not beneath. The word of God says we are the first and not the last. The word of God says we are the top and not the bottom. Oh, people of God, you better hear the Holy Spirit trying to remind you of who you are in God. In the name of Jesus. That's why no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. That's why your haters and the enemies of your life will not prevail against you. That's why every adversary, every demonic plot that's against your life will fail. In the name of Jesus, we are a chosen generation. We are a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood. We are marked with the mark of Christ. That's why I plead the blood over every life. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, the blood-stained banner is covering our lives tonight. The shed blood on Calvary is covering our lives tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for Gethsemane, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Lord, for going to the cross, for the pardoning of our sins on tonight. We thank you for the atoning blood of Jesus Christ for our sins on tonight. We thank you that the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord, you better feel God tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You have redemption in Christ Jesus tonight. We are the righteousness of the Lord on tonight. We are saved by grace, and we are saved by our faith in Jesus Christ on tonight. So, Lord, I thank you for your word, which will not pass away, but your word will last forever. In the name of Jesus, you said man shall not live by bread alone, grashabo okata, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, Lord, as we continue in the spirit of prayer tonight, Lord, as we continue in the name of Jesus, as we continue, Lord, and we say, move, Lord, move right now. in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. We need you like never before. And as we open up the prayer lines on tonight, as we go and intercede, and as we stand on your altar tonight, Lord, we say, have mercy upon your sheep. Oh, we need you, Lord. We need you tonight like never before. Father God, our families need you in the name of Jesus. Our churches need you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, have your way. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say move tonight. Move by your spirit on tonight. Father God, we give you permission right now to come and have your way in the name of Jesus. Before I open up the prayer lines, there's a pressing scripture in my spirit on today, coming from Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Hear what saith the word of God. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. And that's why we're praying tonight. We're wrestling in the spirit realm. That's why we're praying tonight. We're prevailing over the enemy, and we're not letting God go until he blessed us, until like he changed Jacob's name, until he changed your situation. Don't let God go tonight until God turn that thing around. Don't let go of prayer until God come in that situation and move it on your behalf. Keep wrestling with God until he bless you. Keep wrestling with the Holy Spirit until he move in that situation. Keep holding on and clinging to God until he move in that situation. I decree and declare over your life right now, hold on to God's unchanging hand, and God will move in your situation. We're not going to let God let go tonight. We're not going to let go of God tonight until he bless us. And I believe that the powerful prayer warriors on this line tonight, as we touch and agree, we are allowing God to bless us from on high. So as we open up the prayer line tonight, God is telling somebody to continue to wrestle. He's telling somebody don't give up on God. He's telling somebody tonight don't quit on God. So, Lord, we thank you as we wrestle, as we believe you and your word in the name of Jesus. So the prayer lines are open. If you have a prayer concern, if you have something pending tonight, if you need God to move in your situation, we are touching and agreeing and clinging to God's word tonight that he will move in that situation. We see that hand caller, area code 908, in the name of Jesus. The phone line is open. Your microphone is open.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Bless his holy name on tonight, for truly he is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Just calling in with the praise report. To God be the glory for the great thing he had done in my son's life for last week when we called in for the touching and prayer agreement. God is so awesome. He is such an awesome, awesome God. He answered the prayer immediately. Nobody but God. I know that the power of fasting prayer is all. I'm telling you, when we had called in for the prayer last week, we were walking actually to the Rite Aid to fill a prescription for Daniel. Daniel was so weak, he could not even move. It seemed like there was no one on our side to assist, but nobody but the Lord. This is one time we knew we were actually literally and figuratively walking by faith.
God,
the pharmacy, we called in for the on the prayer line at the pharmacy. And this is when I had got to the end. You know when you have poured out so much and praying for others, I said, Lord, there are times when you have someone to touch and agree with you. Amen. So yes. You know, there is power in prayer of agreement with two or three are gathered in the midst of Christ Jesus. Amen. So I said, listen, I'm not going to be silly. I'm not going to be prideful. I said, Father, we need a prayer. We need somebody that calls on the name of the Lord that is truly saved will touch and agree with us on tonight. The child's temperature was so high. He was so weak, so feeble, so logistic, you know that word I'm trying to say, very weak and feeble, couldn't hardly move or breathe, was attacked with asthmatic episodes and also with some flu. I have no idea where it comes from, but I refuse to be like the disciples and saying, Jesus, I'm fasting and praying. How come I can't cast out this demon? I refuse to walk that way. But with that being stated, when we got to the pharmacy, the doctor had called the prescription and only to find out and discover on our walk there, this is why I said we were walking by faith, had no idea when we arrived to fill the prescription wasn't even available. We couldn't even get the drug medication, and it was late. And so what else could you do? Nothing else you could do but stand on the word. So I am so grateful for the power of prayer. By the time we walk back to the place of residence, glory be to God, I tell you, only God broke that prayer, broke that fever through prayer that night. The child slept like he never was even ill. He got up the next day. All that nauseousness, all of that weak stomach and everything was gone. He got up, had a full breakfast, held everything down, got up, cleansed himself, dressed himself, and was sitting on the side of the bed. And this, mind you, without medication. This was not the antibiotic prescribed medication that he was supposed to take and such a distressed thing in his body. Nobody but God.
Nobody but Jesus.
Some couldn't get the prescription fixed.
Hallelujah.
Some couldn't get the prescription
fixed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you. Some couldn't get the prescription filled until after 4 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. So if you don't have that kind of faith, my Lord, and you know what the flu can turn into? It can turn into pneumonia. It can turn into, you know, it can turn into, what's that other thing? Bronchitis. And also into death. And so many children have passed on during this flu season. Amen? And I say nobody but God. So I refuse to remiss the call in to give this testimony because I know that the prayers of the saint work. Listen, the effectual prayers of the righteous yet still avail. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. So when all else fails, when medications fail and you can't even get the medication, when everything else seems to fail, God is. He is the great I am. He is who he said that he is. We know him as a healer today. And for that, we are grateful. We know that infirmities come. Many are afflicted of the righteous. But thanks be to God, he delivers them out of all. And I'm continuing to fast and praying unto our Lord because there is power. There is power in fasting and prayer.
Power.
And for that, I thank you. Thank you, Pastor Anthony.
Thank
you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Thank you so much for finding in your heart to pray for my son. Because I tell you, it was a power prayer that kept him. Pastor Anthony, when you specifically prayed, the Lord dropped that in my spirit in an instance when we couldn't even fill the prescription. You prayed that Daniel was in God's hands. He was in God's hands. He was
my
in God's hands. Nobody,
Jesus.
Nobody
Jesus.
But God then kept this child. Nobody but God
my
kept
God,
him through the night.
God,
and Lord,
God.
I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise, oh God, for the great things that you have done for you. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. Awesome are you,
God. That's your child. You go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. So to God be all the glory. Again, we thank you. We love you with all our heart. Bless ye the Lord. So again, keep on doing what you're doing for Christ Jesus. I am a witness, as we know, prayer works. Prayer works.
Amen.
And there is power in agreement. So thank you so much for praying for us in a time of our need. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mr. Valerie Allen. What a powerful, glory be to God, testimony on tonight in the name of Jesus. That is a witness. That is a testimony of the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We are not wasting our time on these Tuesday nights. Daniel was before God, and God touched his body and healed him. Nobody but God gets the glory. Nobody but God gets the praise. Nobody but God gets all the honor in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against his little body was able to prosper. God brought this mother and his her son out. In the name of Jesus, and he came this week to give God witness of his goodness. That's why we say God is good all the time. Hallelujah.
Glory
did not have the medicine. The enemy, what he meant to evil, God turned that thing around and made it for good. Oh, people of God, you should hear the Spirit speaking tonight. Maybe you're sick in your body tonight. Believe God by prayer. Maybe there's somebody afflicted in your family tonight. Believe God by prayer. Maybe your child is sick. Your grandchild is sick on tonight. Believe when you pray that God will heal them. Believe that when you pray that God will touch them. Believe that when you pray that God will send his word and heal your loved one in the name of Jesus. So that's glory be to God. The Bible says with two or more as the touch and agree, we shall have what we say. And we speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak restoration. We speak recovery. We speak glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every manner of disease being healed. Every affliction, every infirmity being healed. In the name of Jesus, blood disorder coming into order.
Hallelujah.
High blood pressure, low blood pressure being regulated. Migraine headache in the name of Jesus. Arthritis pain in the name of Jesus. Nerve conditions. We speak right now, Father God, even to psychological or mental ailments, Lord. We speak deliverance and healing in every area of life. Depression, we speak to it. And we say in the name of Jesus, we speak peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to cancer and tumors. And we say, Lord, dry it up, clear it up, in the name of Jesus. We speak to heart disease tonight, and we say be healed, in the name of Jesus. We speak to lung disease. We speak to HIV and AIDS tonight, and we say be healed, in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord, to every sickness and every manner of disease tonight, and we say by the blood of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, by the word of the living God, that your people are healed. So, Lord, help us to believe tonight. Help us to trust your word tonight. Help us to lean not into our own understanding, but all of our ways, even as this mother testified, acknowledging you, Lord, in all of our ways. Hallelujah. She prayed for her son, and he recovered. She touched and agreed with the intercessors, and he recovered. She touched and agreed with the prayer warriors, and her son was delivered. So, Lord, I thank you for every listener tonight. I thank you for every person looking this way for prayer tonight. And I thank you for this powerful witness of your goodness, Lord. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. So I thank you for Mr. Valley Allen for sharing that tonight.
Bless
you encouraged our spirit tonight. You
spoiled
our spirit, son, tonight.
Bless
you
killed
Lord, you slayed some demons on tonight in
the
name of Jesus. You put out some strongholds with that testimony in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you as the intercessors, as we pray, Daniel was healed by the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you glory.
Glory.
We give you praise tonight.
Glory.
And we give you honor tonight.
Glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Father, Minister Valerie, keep listening.
Wow.
Thank you for that testimony.
Wow.
And thank God that Daniel was healed.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And we're praising God with you. We are praising God with you. Amen.
Praise
we're going to dance
Amen.
And shout. We're going to dance and shout some more after we get off the
Amen.
Call tonight.
Hallelujah.
We are praising God with you because we love you and we love Daniel. And we're just
Amen.
So grateful for the manifested healing in Jesus' name.
And
Amen.
Jesus
God bless
name.
You.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We still have some time. If there's something pressing in your spirit, Pastor, will you just lift me and my family up? Pastor, I'm believing God for A, B, and C. Pastor, I just need to be encouraged on tonight. That's why we are here praying. We are touching and agreeing, encouraging one another in the spirit realm. So if there's another prayer request, the lines are open tonight. If there's something pending that you need on the altar, just press 1, and we'll touch and agree with you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God loves us, church.
Yes.
God loves us tonight.
Yes.
He's concerned about what you're walking through and what you're going through. God sees,
yes.
Hallelujah, everything that's trying to come and not be of him in your life. God sees. We see that hand, caller. We see that hand. God knows his people who have tried to be faithful in the name of Jesus. Area code 215. Area code 215. Is that a prayer request?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Yes. May I ask your name, please?
Shaniqua.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Shaniqua. Amen. Amen. We want to touch and agree. What's on your heart tonight, daughter?
I just want to pray for Zion.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up with Zion and Sister Shaniqua, his mother, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Any more specific than that, or you just want to lift your son up? Sister Shaniqua? Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father God, for little Zion. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch his little body, Lord, that you would minister to his young mind. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give him to you. You said, suffer the little children to come unto you, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for that young man. We thank you for the gift of God that's in him. We thank you for this mother, Lord, that finding our robbery to touch and agree with this prayer line tonight concerning her son. So, Lord, meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father God, cover him with the blood. We put a hedge around his life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow him to even rest and allow him as he go to school and daycare, Lord, allow him to have his day fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Father God, guard him and shield him and protect him. Put him with the right friends in the name of Jesus. Allow the teachers and the administrators and those who watch over him on a daily basis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Allow them, Father God, to cover him, to watch him in the name of Jesus. So we give Zion to you, and we say we thank you for the guardian angel tonight. We thank you for the host of angels that guard him on a regular basis, Lord, when his mother and his father, his grandmother cannot watch over him. His grandfather cannot watch over him. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of the living God that's guarding his young life in the name of Jesus. His future is bright. It is secured in you. You said you knew him before he was in his mother's womb. So we thank you, and we mark him for prosperity. We put the mark of success on him tonight in the name of Jesus. We mark him, Lord, and thank you for the anointing that's on his young life already. So, Lord, we give Zion to you. We give this mother to you. Even minister to Sister Shaniqua, Lord. Meet every need, Lord, of this mother. Father God, make a way out of no way for her in the name of Jesus. Encourage her heart, Lord. Give her the desires of her heart on tonight. Minister to what she needs from you, Lord. So I thank you for this mother who called in tonight for this prayer. Line, Lord, and Zion and Shaniqua, Lord, they right now are in the will of Almighty God. So, Lord, I thank you for this family that they belong to you, and no weapon that's formed against them will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, I touch and agree. Hallelujah. With the prayer that has already gone forth, Father God, concerning the Zion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put a hedge of protection around him right now, declaring that no harm can come to him in Jesus' name. No sickness, nothing that may have been aimed at him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of Satan, even coming near him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against him can prosper or prevail. Lord,
Lord, we bind up sickness. Father God, we declare that by your stripes he is healed. We declare that healing is the children's bread. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so anything that might be trying to come on him, oh, God, we cut it off. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, we consider him to be safe. We declare safety over his young life, even as he goes to school in the classroom, Father God. We declare, Father God, safety for him, his classmates, the entire school. Oh, God, we come against, Father God, any harm or danger, Father God, even coming into that atmosphere. Oh, God, Lord, put a hedge of protection around him that penetrates, Father God, to protect him and all others who are around him. In the name of Jesus, protect his mind, his body, his soul, oh God, his future, his destiny, as my husband has already prayed, that greatness is in his future and that he is a mighty, 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 mighty warrior in your kingdom, oh God. Father God, let him grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Continue to look over his mother, oh God. Continue to encourage her heart. Continue, Father God, to Father God, walk with her as she parents, oh God, and walk with his father, oh God, even Brother Kadeem, as they parent this young, Father God, vessel, Father God, in your kingdom, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that Zion was created for your purpose, even as they gave him the name, oh God, of Zion, oh God, that he, Father God, would grow up to be great, oh God. I touch and agree with Pastor Anthony, even pertaining to his young life. So we declare that he is walking in healness, that he is walking in healing, that he is walking in wholeness, that he is walking in power, that he is walking in destiny in the name of Jesus, that he's walking in your hedge of protection. So we just thank you for this young little boy, Father God. We thank you for his mother, his father, his grandmother, Father God, prophetess Auntie Singletary, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you continue to bless the prophetess, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep your hand upon her, oh God. Continue to edify her, Father God, continue to equip her, continue to empower her, oh God, even as she does the work, Father God, of your kingdom. And Lord, we just thank you for this family, starting from Shaniqua, who stepped up to the throne of grace, flowing down to her son and over to her son's father and even her son's grandmother and her son's grandfather, oh God. Touch the man of God, even as he travels, even as he prepares to preach on tomorrow, oh God. We just thank you for manifesting the blessings going around throughout this family, oh God, everyone that's connected to them, oh God. We thank you for Shaniqua and her household, that every need is met, every bill is paid, that prosperity and riches are in her house. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this young woman who is, Father God, growing up, Father God, in the things pertaining to your kingdom. Father God, continue to edify her and nourish her, Father God. Continue to encourage her, oh God, even as she walks daily with you for her own dreams and her own desires. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is moving in such a unique way on tonight. Even as these two mothers called in, the Bible says God gives love unto the third and the fourth generation of those who love him, the third and fourth generation to those who love him.
Wow.
Our offspring is blessed. Our children are blessed. In the name of Jesus, our posterity is blessed.
Yes,
so glory be to God for every child, every grandchild, every extension of us tonight, our extended family. God, you are moving in such a unique way on tonight in the name of Jesus.
And Father God, even now as we're praying for children, we pray for every child, Father God, represented on this prayer line. We pray for every child that's connected to each and every person, Father God, that has called in on tonight or even flowing over into the archives. Mama Mokushili, a.k.a. We declare and decree protection around every child, especially every man child. Ahmad and Rainier, Raheem and Davion, Marcus, oh God, hallelujah, Joshua, oh God, every child, little Zion, oh God, my God, Washir, oh God, hallelujah, 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 David and Calvin, oh God, cover all of the boys, Father God, that are affiliated, Father God, with this call and with New Creation Christian Ministries, every man child, every girl child, Kayla and Sudani and Father God, Nairobi and Niella, oh God, hallelujah, young Kevin, Kevin Jr. With the men, Father God, and Jessica with the girls, oh God, every girl, every boy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister April's children, oh God, oh Lord, hallelujah, Sister Linda's sons, hallelujah, prophetesses, nieces and nephews, oh God, every child, Father God, even begin to call out the names of your own children, Minister Valerie Alice of the Son, our grown children, our adult children, Carmen's children, and hallelujah, my God, Maria's children, my God, every child, Maria's child, bless every child, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Mother May Thomas's child, children, oh God, her grandchildren, oh God, my children, all of our children, Hakita, and oh my God, hallelujah, and Justin, and our grandchildren, God, every child, little princess, my God, down in Florida, oh God, my sister's children, my sister Janice's children, and my sister Barbara's children, and begin to call out the names of the children in your family. God, let this blessing overflow into the lives of every child, every young person, Sister Tina's nieces and great niece, oh God. Oh, Lord, begin to bless every child in the name of Jesus. Lord, we covered the children. You said, suffer not the little children to come unto you. You, Sister Tara, every young adult, oh God, Lord, have your way, oh God, every grown child that's not saved, Lord, we pray your power, oh God, even across the international airways, that you will save our adult children, Lord, prick their hearts on tonight of their sins, Lord, let them, Father God, want to know you, fill them with your power, oh God, we cast out every demon on assignment that's coming to take out the lives of our children. We declare and speak life over the lives of our children, adult and minor children. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life right now. We come against premature pregnancy. We come against gang banging and drug usage. We come against alcohol use. In the name of Jesus, teen sex and violence, pedophiles and molesters. In the name of Jesus, straight bullets. Right now, we come against pneumonia and flu. In the name of Jesus, we come against ADD and any diagnosis of the mind that will interfere with the futures of our children. And we declare that our children are powerful. But God, you said in your word that our seed would be blessed down to the thousands of generations of those who love you. So God, we love you on tonight, and we bless your name on tonight, and we declare that our seed, that our children are blessed and highly favored and covered in the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood over our children. Save their souls, God. Save their souls in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Caller, we see that
hallelujah.
Hand. We're covering our children tonight.
Hallelujah.
It's all over the news what's going on in our nation.
Hallelujah.
And we believe in the power of prayer to cover our children.
Yes, Lord.
In the schools,
yes,
on the playgrounds,
Lord.
On the streets.
Yes, Lord.
Area code 973. We'll continue to cover our children.
Hallelujah.
Area code 973.
Hallelujah.
Your microphone is open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, this is Tina calling in. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God.
Amen.
What an awesome praise report by Minister Valerie Allen for
yes.
her son. My God, that was a blessing right there. I was on the call when she called last week. So just know what God is capable and can do. Amen. I'm calling because I'm just asking for prayer for my, I'm thanking God in advance for what he has already done in my sister Kim's life and what he's going to do and just praising him for who he is. And
yes.
I just ask to lift her up in prayers that God can, just strengthen her and encourage her so she can understand that the desires of her heart, he will bring to pass what she needs. So I just want to lift her up, have her lift up in prayer, my sister Kim. And I'm thanking God in advance to lift me up in prayer. I went to the doctor a couple one time and before, and they're trying to figure out why my blood pressure is elevated. So I'm like, okay, let's figure it out. But I'm going to try to die because I understand, and like, I'm a small person with a high blood pressure, try to eat right all the time. So
right.
we're going to get to the meaning of that. So I'm trusting God with that as well.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up.
Yes.
Our sister Tina, we thank God for you. Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, even as we lift up Sister Tina Lane to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, concerning the blood diagnosis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have the spirit to regulate even her blood in the name of Jesus. We know what the doctor said. We know what the diagnosis is saying. We know in the name of Jesus, Lord, what the natural results are. But supernaturally, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow the spirit of God to enter into this woman's body. Allow the anointing of the oil of God right now to infiltrate her life in the name of Jesus. So right now we speak healing. We speak regulation to that blood in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that every blood cell, every organ, Father God, every bodily part will work according to your will. We speak divine health over her in the name of Jesus. We declare a long, healthy life for Sister Tina Lane, Lord. No sickness, no disease in the name of Jesus. We cover her blood with the blood of Jesus. Ha, I feel God. We cover her blood with the blood. So, Lord, we speak the blood of Jesus over her life, even concerning her sister Kim, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move upon her heart in the name of Jesus. Come into her mind and her thoughts. Lord, give her a peace which surpasses all understanding. Reveal your will for her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The steps of a
Thank
good man,
Lord.
A woman ordered by the Lord. And right
Glory
now,
God.
We stand him up to you.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, have your way in her life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. You know the plans you have for her.
Yes.
Plans to prosper
yes.
her and not to harm her. Plans to give her a hope and a bright future.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, we touch and agree with this sister for her sibling,
yes.
Lord. In the name of Jesus, we put Kim on your altar, and we say, Lord, have your way in that lady's life. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit upon her life. Make things happen, Lord, that she needs to happen. Influence and show favor when she needs favor. And, Lord, I thank you that supernaturally you'll reveal your spirit and your will to her in the name of Jesus. Your word says, delight ourselves in you, and you'll give us the desires of our heart. We commit and rest on your word, so we lift her up to you. We touch and agree with Sister Tina for her sister, and we say, Lord, she's already victorious. Her sister's already more than a conqueror through Christ. So we give her to you, and we say, Lord, have your way in both of these women's lives. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Touch Sister Tina.
Hallelujah.
Touch Sister Kim. And we say, Lord, you get the glory out of both of their lives.
Yes.
In the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, Sister Tina, we touch and agree with you tonight.
Hallelujah.
We know that you believe in God, even for your health and
Thank
whatever that the doctor said. We're just touching and agreeing for your divine healing on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Continue to listen. We're tarrying tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless
Thank
you.
You.
Amen. Yes. Know that you're healed. Walk in your healing. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. It's already done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. You got it. You got your healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's already yours. My God, we bind up
Thank
high
you.
Blood pressure right now in the name of
bind
Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
bind
Lord.
Up sickness and we lose healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My God, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord, for a peace that surpasses all understanding. Even as your daughter continues to pray. Praise you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we just
thank God.
You for peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing what the doctor's report says, but she has determined in her heart that she's going to believe the report of the Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, for your report that says she is healed, your report that says that it is well, your report
thank
says that by your stripes she is healed, and it is already done. It is finished in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord have your way in the life of Sister Tina, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory
for my word upon her life and cutting off every plan of the enemy in Jesus' name. We cut it off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. The Bible says to pray for one another. Confess your fault to one another that we might be healed. The Bible says that men ought always to pray. The Bible, glory be to God, says bring the sick to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith. And the word says the sick shall recover. Hallelujah. So we believe tonight. Sister Tini, we believe. Sister Shaniqua, we believe.
Yes.
Minister Valerie Allen, we believe tonight. And we have a host of callers who did not call in. We have a full switchboard, a full line of intercessors and prayer warriors tonight. And we are all touching and agreeing for prayer. We all believe in the power of prayer. We believe that God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. We believe that with man it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there are any more, we're going to go down from this place. If there are any more prayer requests at this time, any more prayer requests at this time, we'll tarry with you. If it's pressing upon your heart, Pastor, this thing has been on me, or if you have a family member that's coming to your mind that's struggling with something, we will pray and touch and agree with them. We've just seen too much of the power of prayer working in the lives of people to know that it is not a waste of time what we're doing here. So we thank God for you. Amen tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we pray right now, Father God, for souls. Hallelujah. Lord, we touch and agree. Every person on this call, Father God, we touch and agree right now for the salvation of souls. Lord, we ask that you will save souls across the nation. Lord, we ask that you will send out the evangelists, that you will send out the witnesses, oh God, and Father God, that people will catch on fire, Father God, to want to save souls. God, we thank you, Father God, for saving the lost, for saving the prostitute, for saving the pimp, for saving the banker, oh God. We thank you for saving the doctors, the nurses, oh God. We thank you for saving the housekeeper, oh God. We thank you for saving the FedEx man and the UPS man, God. We thank you for saving the veterinarian, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for saving, Father God, souls across this nation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for saving the mothers who take care of the little ones and the fathers, oh God. We thank you for saving, oh God, hallelujah, our sisters and our brothers, oh God, our uncles and our aunts, our children, our mothers, hallelujah, our fathers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for saving our sons, our Father God, our daughters, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, our neighbors, our co-workers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for saving souls, those, Father God, on the street corner and those, Father God, on Wall Street. Lord, we just praise you on tonight, and we thank you for saving souls, God, and changing lives. We pray for a manifestation of souls coming in out of the kingdom of darkness and to the kingdom of your magnificent light. God, let us be the light that shines in the darkness, that people will look on our lives and magnify your name. So God, tonight we pray for souls, that somebody will listen to this archive and get saved. And if that's you, you have to believe tonight that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we just ask that you pray this prayer with us on tonight. Father, if you want to be saved tonight, I just ask that you pray this prayer with me tonight. Father, here I am, a sinner. I believe that Jesus came and lived and died and got up so that I would not perish, but that I would have eternal life. I believe that he did it for me. And tonight, today, I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and I receive your forgiveness. And I declare that today I am saved. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if that's you, amen, you just got saved, amen. You are saved by faith, not by works. Hallelujah. And if you want to connect with us so that we can help you with your walk in Christ, just go up to Facebook or email us at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and we will lead you on your path. We will help you find a church. We will let you give you some material for your walk. Amen. And we want to thank God right now for each and every one of you, for Sister Carmen and Prophetess Angie Singletary, Sister Tina, Minister Valerie Allen, Mother May Thomas, hallelujah, Sister Maria, hallelujah, and all of those, Sister Shaniqua, and all of those who come in and call in, Mother May Thomas, I think I already said her name, who call in and come on a regular basis to touch and agree with us. You're not heard on these lives praying. You're never heard praying, but know that we and God recognizes the fact that you are touching and agreeing with us in prayer. It's not just us praying, but you and us together. We are two or more touching and agreeing, two or more in his presence, and he will give us those things for which we ask, and God is also in our midst. So we thank you for interceding with us and laboring with us, because these prayers are changing things. We are effecting change for Jesus Christ. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And we just want to praise God. I want to praise God in advance for your victory, even as we get ready to go down from this place. God just wants you to just shout to the Lord. And whatever you pray, you may not have prayed it audibly. You might not have given us your prayer request. But whatever your prayer was, as you were kneeling and praying to the Lord,
yes,
you just go ahead and praise God for the answer to your prayer. You just give God some praise, even if
yes,
he hasn't anything for you, but he woke you up this morning and started you
yes,
on your way. Go ahead and praise God, because he's
yes,
God. Let the praise
yes,
be on your lips. Some of you have not praised God audibly today, and we want to take
yes,
this opportunity
yes,
to praise
yes,
God. We want to
yes,
take this opportunity
yes,
to give you some praise. Go ahead and
yes,
praise God.
Yes, in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Name.
It's the highest. bless praise.
Your wonderful
and we
name.
Say hallelujah.
Lord God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to you on today. We
hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. We break
hallelujah.
Every chain. Break
Lord
every
God,
chain. We break every chain tonight.
Lord Jesus,
in the name
thank
of Jesus, we break every
Lord.
Chain. We break every chain.
Every
we
chain,
break
God.
Every chain tonight.
Every chain,
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Bless his name.
Oh, Kosha, my God.
Bless his
have
wonderful
your way,
name.
Have your way. Have your way. Have
bless
your way.
His wonderful
hallelujah.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Lord
you, Lord.
God, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
As we depart from this place, nothing but present.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed evening, everyone.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Praise the
Lord.
Good night. Good night.
Love
good
you
night.
All.
Good night, all. Love
good
you all.
God bless. God bless. Good night.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I long to see your desire revealed in me.
to Rebecca Tracy. Let me have a little poetry book. Maybe by the time you got there, it's
give myself away.